When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to It's All Kicking Off, another football roundtable discussion podcast with myself, Adam Wilborn, and Andrew Pollard from What Culture Football, here to discuss another burning football issue. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Football, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily football podcasts. And as I said, I am joined now by Andrew Pollard. And Andrew, we have talked about what Manchester United need to do this summer to achieve great things next season. We've talked about Chelsea, Liverpool, but one big team we haven't spoken about is Man City and what they must do this summer to regain their Premier League title and quite possibly challenge for the Champions League. And there is only one place to start here. It is the story that will not go away. We'll go a bit of a different angle at it today. Do Man City need Lionel Messi?
No, they do not. And the more I kind of think about this whole situation of Lionel Messi leaving Barcelona and Manchester City seemingly being the front runners, the more I think that, which sounds crazy to say, but I think like, no, don't go for him. But it comes down to the cold, hard clinical numbers, I think, for me. And if Messi, this clause at Barcelona that he may or may not be able to enforce where he can leave for free, if he's available for free, obviously, that's an appealing option, but there's still a whole lot of money that will have to be paid out in terms of wages, in terms of signing on fees, in terms of bonuses. But if it's a case of Barcelona are able to hold up their side of things and get what's rumored to be maybe 200 million for Messi, if I'm Man City, I don't think I'm going to spend 200 million on a 33-year-old, even if he is arguably the greatest footballer in the history of football, which it's a crazy situation. But no, I don't. They definitely don't need Messi. Would he be great there? Yes, of course he would, but they don't need him. I think there's other priorities if I'm Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting because I think, you know, as neutrals in this, we'd all love to see Messi in the Premier League, but it's not your team that he could be coming in costing millions upon millions of pounds, not just to pay weekly, but to join, as you alluded to there. And also, he could mess up the entire dynamic of that team. Like, just because you're inserting one of the best players of all time into one of the best teams of all time doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to work.
Yeah, you talk on and off the pitch though as well, the dynamic of the squad that's already there together at Manchester City. I mean, if Messi comes into that team, you think he goes on the right, which means Bernardo Silva may not be in the team anymore, who's had a great two seasons. He's been brilliant for 2 years at City. So that's there. But also the way that Pep plays, I mean, Pep Guardiola will know how to get the best out of Lionel Messi, of course, but it's quite high intensity the way City set up a lot of the time. And we've seen Messi in recent years where he doesn't necessarily track back as much as he used to do. We saw in the Bayern Munich game where his head went and he just, after he lost the ball, he just stopped running back and turned his back, and Bayern Munich went and scored possibly their six on that night out of eight. So you're thinking in terms of the playing side of things, is he a fit for the system now that Guardiola plays? When it is very much a cumulative effort from the team, even though they're obviously all star players and you like to think he can fit in Messi somewhere. But then off the pitch as well, if he's getting, well, at Barcelona, he gets, the numbers are ridiculous. He is the highest paid footballer on the planet. And before tax, it's around £1 million a week he gets in wages. It is ludicrous. On top of that, there's, I think it's 30 million a year in bonuses and add-ons that he gets a year. There's over £9 million paid out to him every year for image rights. And Barcelona, the stories that Messi is prepared to take a wage cut, but God, even if he drops to the paltry figure of, say, 600 grand, or even if he halves it and takes £500,000 a week, Man City's biggest earners at the moment, it's Kevin De Bruyne and Sergio Aguero, who are on supposedly a reported 230,000. There's a massive discrepancy there. And that's another angle you've got to look at. If Messi comes in on a whole load more money than the rest of the other top players in the squad, they're going to maybe think, well, hold on, if he's getting this much money, and especially if he maybe doesn't contribute as much as those players in the first few weeks or months, or maybe it doesn't go that smoothly for him. There's so many different angles to come at where it could just ruin what harmony there is there at Manchester City. Of course, it could go the other way. They could just, everybody views it as, yeah, okay, it's an opportunity to play with Messi, great, and they go on and have great success and win every trophy in the world ever. So there's so many brilliant, fun, interesting angles to look at with this.
Yeah, he could have the Aspria effect, as I like to call it.
Yeah. God love him.
Really interesting developments with this. It's all set to not be resolved, but that we'll certainly get a clearer picture in the next few days. I believe that the formal negotiations are meant to start tomorrow. Man City negotiators arriving in Barcelona. Then there's also that meeting between the Barcelona president and, I never know whether to pronounce it as Jorge or George Messi, set to meet as well, because, I mean, they're not giving up the fight on Messi, Barcelona, just yet. They're offering him potentially a two-year contract. And I know that the reasons Messi's given why he wants to leave is to try and win the Champions League. Why he'd go to Man City do that, I do not know. But, yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how things develop over the next few days. And those two meetings, the Man City negotiators and the family of Messi talking to Barcelona, is going to be crucial.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it is, Barcelona very much want to keep him. Everybody thinks that it's just like, right, okay, Barcelona want to get rid. They don't, because he is the catalyst to any success they're going to have over the next few years, if they are to have any, because you can still build a team around Leo Messi. But the thing is with Barcelona, it's a double-edged sword of, but if you can get a really good fee for him, you can use that money to rebuild your team without Messi. But yeah,
there's so many variables with this as well, because it's the fact of, are they going to try and fight to keep Messi to such an extent that they destroy the relationship with Messi forever? Are they going to accept the fact he's going to leave but try and get as much money as possible? Are they just going to say, you know what, you've given us all these years of service, away you go on a free? Is there going to be a vote of no confidence in the president? It is so interesting, this. This is one of the most exciting summers in one of the weirdest time periods I've ever experienced.
Yeah, it's like a really weird, brief, short summer of close season and then pre-season and maybe a week off for the players in between. But yeah, it's also, there's the angle of how badly does he want out of Barcelona? Is he going to push this to court? Is it going to become a legal matter? And is that going to sour Messi in the eyes of the fans? I don't think it will, because it seems very much that the fans, bizarrely, are on Messi's side, even though he could be leaving and then they'll be properly in the lurch. It just seems like he's intent on departing. Barca are intent on keeping him. And then there's even stories of that he could leave, obviously, again in a year's time. Well, next June-ish, or whenever the season is going to end next year, who knows? But he could leave them for free and Barca might just keep hold of him and not play him for a year, which they can't do because of the astronomical numbers involved in having... It's Gareth Bale to the extreme then. Gareth Bale is getting paid a whole lot of money to do nothing at Real Madrid. But Messi's on nearly kind of double Bale's wages, which is insane. So you can't have him there and not use him. And then there's another angle where do they let him go to another club, but he can't play for that club until next season, or until a year's time. There's so many legalities are going to come into it. And I mean, to me, it looks like Messi is going to go, because I think all the power here is with Messi, even though that clause is there, because even if it's decided that, well, La Liga have said that, that they are backing Barcelona on this, and the only way he can leave is if somebody pays his €700 million release clause. I don't think it'll be that, but I think there will be a fee involved. But Messi has the power, because they can't just have somebody, like I just said then, about to have the wages Messi has and to have him not playing or being a detrimental part of the squad, bringing the squad's morale down. You can't have somebody on that much money there and unhappy. So Messi will go if Messi wants to go. It's just, yeah, how, where, who, how much, what happens? And then the knock-on effect of, say it is Manchester City, then how does that impact Man City's transfer strategy for the rest of the squad? Because that, to me, I don't see Messi, that right wing spot, say, or if he plays the number 10 or a false nine or wherever he plays, I don't see those positions as a priority concern if I'm Pep Guardiola. I'm more looking at, if we get Messi, am I still going to be able to afford that other centre-half we clearly need? Are we still going to be able to afford the left-back that we clearly need? Are we maybe going to be able to get another holding midfielder in? I think there's other gaps to me that Messi deal, if it goes through, then that might hinder your chance to replenish the squad elsewhere, which is, I'd be concerned for that if I'm a Man City fan.
Yeah, it's a never-ending, this saga this summer. If you want to keep up to date with it, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Football on YouTube. Very interesting as well, just quickly to note, Stuttgart may be in for Messi. They're doing some crowdfunding to raise 900 million for him. Also, I love the fact people are pointing out that whenever Real Madrid win La Liga, it sparks a crisis at Barcelona, and the fact that Barcelona have got about 9 first-team players, with La Liga starting in 17 or so days, considering what they're talking about. But anyway, we are here to talk about Man City, not talk about Barcelona, although everything seems to centre around them at the moment. You alluded to it there in terms of where Messi would fit in this. He is one of the names that you could argue will replace David Silva or go some way to replace him, but he is or has been such a crucial player for Man City. As a big BBC Sport article about how they replace David Silva. Is it with a new signing or is it with adapting what they've got already? Because, you know, you've got your De Bruyne's, you've got Phil Foden, for example, you've got, you know, Bernardo Silva, you've got all these different players that could step up to do these sorts of roles. How do you see City going about it next season?
If it's me, I think this is where you maybe give Phil Foden the ball to run with. That's just me being that naive non-league football fan who just thinks, give youth the chance. It's fine. Give that young guy a game because you have to at some point. And we saw towards the end of, once restart happened, then Phil Foden was starting a lot more games than he was previously. Pep clearly rates him. He's talked before about how he said he's the best player he's ever seen in training. And this is someone who's still, what, I think 20, 19, whatever he is. He's still very young and has clearly got a great career ahead of him. Or to me, I think that's an interesting point you made there. If they did get Messi, then to me, I think Bernardo Silva can fill in there in that David Silva role easily. I think he's such a great player, Bernardo Silva. That's why I was surprised when there were stories of maybe he might make way for Messi, as in they may use him in a player plus cash deal with Barcelona. And you're thinking, I want to keep Bernardo Silva at all costs if I'm Pep. But I think in terms of David Silva, it's going to be hard to replace him. It's going to be big shoes for whoever gets that role. But I think it's something they've been working on over the last few years because, I mean, we've all kind of known for a couple of years that when this contract came up this season, then he was going to depart the Etihad. So I think Pep will have been aware of that. And I think that's why Phil Foden was getting more game time towards the end of the season. I think, to me, I think Phil Foden will be in prime position in that role. And especially when it is going to be such a relatively short turn around before the next season starts, and then we've got the transfer window closes in early October. So we're looking at, wow, as we're recording this on September 1st, basically there's a month left for business to be done. Again, if I look at priorities, I don't necessarily think, to me, if I was the Manchester City manager, that replacing, as in with a sign-in, replacing David Silva is a priority. I do think they need another midfielder, but I think more on the defensive side of midfield. And like I said, maybe a centre half and a left back. But yeah, I think they've got the players there that can take over that role. I really do.
Yeah, I sense it's not going to be just one player stepping into the shoes of David Silva. But I think the incredibly talented midfield and attack that they have, all universally kind of stepping up. But I'd love to see the Stockport Iniesta being given a chance.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's got it. We've heard so much about this player for years, and whenever he's played, whether it's starting games or coming on in games, he's impressed every single time. And yeah, I agree. Give the Stockport Iniesta a crack.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mad to be saying this, considering they're being linked with Messi for the exorbitant amounts of money that you've mentioned. They've already got Nathan Ake, of course, Torres also signed, not that one. who else could they sign? I know they've been linked with the guy that everyone is linked with, seemingly, Koulibaly from Napoli. Could you see any other signings for City this summer? Because it doesn't feel like they need a complete overhaul of this squad, despite departures, to challenge Liverpool next season.
Yeah, to me, I think they need that kind of landmark centre-half signing. I'm a big fan of Nathan Ake. I think he's a very good footballer. It's just that left-sided, Dutch, classy. He ticks so many boxes for me, quick, reads the game well. I think it's a really good signing. I think the price they got him for, to me, I know some people maybe balked at it, but I thought it was a good bit of business for City, of, what, 20, 25 million-ish. But yeah, Koulibaly is somebody that's been linked with any of the big boys for the last probably four seasons now. I think he might be 29 now, so you're thinking if he's going to make that move from Napoli, it seems like this is the summer. Barcelona have been in from before, Real Madrid, Manchester City, Manchester United, Paris Saint-Germain. It's literally a who's who of the big boys have all been circling him. And I think City, I think he'd be a great signing because while I've talked to Nathan Ake, I think Aymeric Laporte is fantastic. Clearly, he's one of the best centre-halves in the Premier League and in world football. But other than that, it's like, well, Nicolas Otamendi is just, you can't bank on him. He'll have one good game, but he always seems like seconds away from just some sort of madness. John Stones, despite all the hype and the hoopla around him as being this generation's Real Ferdinand, clearly Pep Guardiola has realised that he's nowhere near the level of Real Ferdinand, and that's why he's in an upper side and even being talked about moving on, which seemed crazy considering the money they paid on Stones. So clearly they need a centre-half. I think Koulibaly would be great, just a powerful, dominant centre-back. I think that would be a great signing. But depending on how much it would cost, if you talk about him at 29, I'd maybe look at Deyat Upamecano, which is always easy for me to say. Like the amount of times I've said that on Football Manager and on FIFA, and I still butcher it every time. I have to pause and think how to enunciate this. But yeah, RB Leipzig, I think he's one I'd maybe be looking at. But there were rumblings that maybe Manchester United are in for him at the moment. That came out over the weekend. Of course, there's going to be gazillions of transfer rumours and stories coming out for all these players. But I think Upamecano would be a really good signing there for that back line. Then you look in the midfield, to me, I think a lot of teams are missing the ball on Sandro Tonali, who's seemingly on the verge of signing for AC Milan from Brescia, who he seems just to me like so much of a Pep Guardiola player. And I think the fee is going to be, I think the tops fee I heard was maybe 30 million. And that just seems, in this market, when you see some of the prices being loaded around for some of the other midfielders, I think that's a bargain. I think Milan, if that deal goes through, got a steal there. So I'd have gone in for someone like him. But I think they do need, well, obviously they need a centre-back, but I think a left-back, because Benjamin Mendy, you can't rely on him with his injury concerns. And then you've got Zinchenko, who I think is good. I think he's decent. But I think if you're Manchester City, you need somebody a little bit better than that, a left-back. And to be fair to him, naturally, he's a left-winger and a midfielder. So he's been kind of shoehorned into this left-back role over the last couple of seasons. But I think they need somebody in that holding midfield, to me, where what Fernandinho used to do, they've had to play Fernandinho as a centre-half last season for pretty much most of the season, with injuries and also just not trusting Otamendi to play football. So I think they need a Fernandinho style. Maybe I don't know, put a cheeky bid in for Casemiro at Real Madrid. Just somebody you can hold that base midfield, and they're positionally smart. They know what to do and when to do it. They tried it with Rodri, and I think he is good, but I just think there's when you're looking at maybe challenging for Liverpool's title or for challenging for the title or for the Champions League next season, I think there needs to be better in that squad for Manchester City.
Yeah, I think it's almost akin to when I play Football Manager. It's always really exciting to look around and say, oh, maybe I'll sign this striker or this attacking midfielder. I mean, BBC Sport did this great thing where they've laid out the embarrassment of riches that that Manchester City have. I mean, as an attacking force, you could go Sterling, Foden, Aguero, Jesus, Mahrez, Torres, De Bruyne, Gundogan, Silva. And they've listed, you know, they have got a lot of players across that back line. Mendy, Zinchenko, Laporte, Garcia, Ake, Otamendi, Walker, Cancelo. But like you say, not scoring goals, I should say, wasn't the reason that they didn't win the league last season. It was losing games, conceding goals and having to chase that. You know, how many goals did they concede against Norwich, for goodness sake? A side they just should not have lost against. Blatantly obvious that. So I think, they need more of a solid back line. I think Upamecano or Koulibaly or any of the names you mentioned there, just to give them more options and more security at that back line, because, you know, Edison's one of the best goalkeepers in the world, but he needs that support system in front of him. And that is what is going to make the difference for me between them winning and losing the league next season. Will they win the league next season for you, Andrew Pollard, or could Liverpool perhaps defend that title of theirs?
I think just before we get into that, I think one thing I just want to add as well, I think they really need leadership as well. You look at that team, especially at the back, and it's going to be cliche to come back to company departing, but since company's gone, there is a real lack of leadership in that team. David Silva, while he's not the big screaming, shouting player, he's that sort of icon there who everybody looks to, but now he's departed. I just think a big commanding centre-back who isn't afraid to read the right act to those around him. And I think that's what City need. And also, if he can play football, that'd be great. But if they're going to win the title this season, this coming season, 2020-21 season, which is insane that's here now, but it should be here now, but it's so weird these last few months, time-wise. I don't know. I think it's a little bit too early to realistically gauge it. I think that they'll... I've got this thing of I think Liverpool really need to make some sign-ins to me. They're at that tricky pit where they need to... It's that hard thing of it's one thing to win the league, but you've got to build on that somehow while keeping the players who you've got happy, but bringing in new players who aren't just squad fillers, who have to be top quality. Something that Sir Alex Ferguson juggled for years so well. And I think Liverpool are in danger at the moment. I think City could catch Liverpool quite easily, I think, this season. But, it's like it depends. That it all comes back. I try not to make all these videos and podcasts we're doing lately all about Messi and Barcelona. But to me, it kind of comes back to that deal. I think if they sign Messi, which is going to sound weird to say, I don't think they will win the league. I think if they don't sign Messi, I think they'll be in it. Just because I just think how you can spread the funds that you would use on Messi elsewhere to reinforce that squad. So... do I think they're going to win the league? God, right now I'm going to say yes. After all that rambling around the houses, yes.
I think City may well win the league this season, but I also caveat that by saying I think Liverpool may well do the double over City this season in a weird way, because I can see the development, all the teams around them, your Chelsea's, your Arsenal's in particular, as we saw over the weekend, you know, Manchester United, we talk about them as title contenders. I don't think any of those three are going to challenge for the title this season, but I think they're going to be very important in the title race. And I just see Liverpool, we talked about this with City, getting figured out by teams, you know. And like you say, if you don't add to that squad and you don't add just another unpredictable element or a, you know, not necessarily a plan B, because they've got such a brilliant squad, Liverpool. Like you say, just that introduction of something new. If they don't do that, I see City winning the title this season. One final thing I want to talk about with Man City is the Champions League, because Messi's talking about wanting to leave Barcelona so he can win the Champions League. My opinion, if Man City were going to win the Champions League, they'd have won it this season. This was a huge opportunity they missed to win it. So as a part of that, could you see Pep Guardiola potentially leaving Manchester City in the next season or so. Obviously, potentially that all may hinge yet again on Lionel Messi, but it's the one thing he hasn't done at City, and next season in the Champions League is so unpredictable.
I very much can see Pep Guardiola leaving at the end of the 2021 season. I very much could have seen Pep Guardiola leaving after this most recent season or after last season. It always feels with Guardiola that he's just a week or two away from just going, yeah, I'm off now. Just like just quietly dropping it in on a press conference, you imagine, or just put out a statement when nobody expects it. And then taking another sabbatical, I guess, like when he left Barca. I very much think he could leave. I think winning the Champions League would maybe just be that's it then. What else is there to do? And he always seems very goal-driven. We hear so many stories about the attention to detail he goes into and the drive that he has. Clearly, because he's very successful, so there's that behind it. And I think that if he wins the Champions League, then there is nothing else to do at Manchester City. You've won the league title, you've won the FA Cups, League Cups, whatever. But it all comes down to that Champions League. And I think that, yeah, he's a sort of manager where I can imagine he's already thinking in his head what his next project is going to be. We saw it at Barcelona after years of success there. And then he goes to Bayern Munich and didn't win the Champions League at Bayern, which was interesting. But he still decided to walk away from that because I guess it was at a point when the Bundesliga wasn't really that competitive. I think he'll be looking at maybe somewhere in Italy. It's just I think that, I don't know, like as a player, he moved over to Italy. And I'm thinking he's maybe thinking, where in Italy could I go next? Whether that's in a year's time or 2 years' time, I think he's very much forward thinking in that regard. Mm. And I think that, yeah, maybe this is his final season. Maybe this is the one to coin the Stone Roses. But then it is like, does he stay if he doesn't win the Champions League? I think that's maybe a myth in one way, because we saw it by Munich where it was always everybody thought he was going to leave once he'd won the Champions League, and he didn't win it and he still left. So maybe regardless of how they get on in the Champions League this season, it is the final year for Pep Guardiola in Manchester.
And it may well be wholly dependent on whether or not they sign Lionel Messi, which we'll keep you up to date on as soon as we have find out any more news on that, of course. But let us know your thoughts on what one City need to do this summer and how they're going to fare next season. You can let us know on Twitter at WhatCultureFC. Watch, they can follow both of us. Andrew, where can people get you on Twitter?
At CulturedLeftPeg.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureFC. As I said, make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Football on YouTube and on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily football podcasts when you're out and about. But for now, this has been It's All Kicking Off. My thanks to Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.